Hey! Welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast number 12. This is Phil bringing it to you a little late this month with a little explanation. Alright, this is what you're going to hear in this podcast. You're going to hear two versions of Podcast 12. This is because a few weeks ago we recorded Podcast 12. It turned out really bad. It was really boring. We didn't have much to say. So then we went back to it and re-recorded Podcast 12, which turned out to be a lot better, about an hour and 45 minutes long. But in around 53 minutes and 15 seconds, this is what you hear. So that's what you hear for the remainder of the last half of the second version of the podcast. So that's unusable now. The emails are gone from there. So what we decided, instead of recording a third version, because we don't want to, and it would probably turn out bad like the first one, we decided to stick in this podcast to merge both the original version and the new version. So what you'll hear first is the 53 minutes of the second version of Podcast 12. Then there'll be a little break of something, whatever. And then you'll hear the email portion, or maybe a bit more, of the original version, because the emails are gone from the new one. So, if you understood that, good for you. If you didn't, we don't care. I don't care. And so here we go, Podcast 12, version 2. And version 1. Sorry about all the problems. We'll see you next month and keep sending in those emails. Hey!
Yo! I can't hear it. Yo! Lied to by their men. Lied to by their men. I know you've been lied to. Over and over again. For you, maybe you did break, but I break. Last year, Valentine's Day, you would sworn to say, babe, I love you, love you.
No, he's lying.
I swear, held you when you were sick, even all times that you do. There. What is this? I see you won't come home to me. You keep telling me lies. As you go too fast. Out there, I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now. Ah! I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now. Ah! I hate you so much right now.
Your scream is the best.
Ah! Like you're angry. How you gonna see it now? Okay. So far
from sincere. I don't know this part. Fabrications in my ear drive me so far. So far. I come
sliding down. There. What is this? I see. You won't come home to me. You won't come home to me. Can't tell me lies. Hope you're happy since you're out there. Yo. 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 I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now. You, why'd you put the whole song in?
Don't you?
Okay, you can just start.
Okay, welcome.
To Pan.
Well,
Cancast. Not pancast.
I said pancast.
Welcome to Pan of Nothing Can
Podcast.
Pond. Welcome to Can of Nothing Podcast number 12 Redux.
Well, they don't know that. What happened to scaling down the throat clearing, Phil?
I can't. It was actually okay last time.
I mean, yeah, okay.
It was okay last time, but that's because I didn't feel good.
When you feel good, you have to clear your
throat. When I feel good, when I clear my throat, that's how you know I'm good and healthy.
I see. That's good.
When I start coughing up blood,
then you're in your prime.
I hate you so much right now. This is like a Puff Daddy song, and right now.
And clear your throat.
Welcome to Can I Nothing Podcast number 12.
That's Phil.
I'm Phil.
And Chris is also Phil.
Well, Chris.
What's up?
Chris is playing Kirby's Into Nights.
The last few podcasts, he's always been playing video games.
I think it's even at Derek's house.
Yeah.
Derek has fun stuff.
I have an SNES right here.
All I had was Dragon Dagger.
That was pretty good.
And then that podcast didn't even come out. That's when we had all the problems.
Oh, yeah. That's the best. It's so buzzy and crappy.
I wonder what the Japanese toy had.
I don't know.
So Chris is playing Kirby All-Star. Kirby,
oh, I got another
Superstar. Kirby Superstar. All-Star. Super Mario All-Star. Stars. Kirby All-Star. Kirby All-Star. Okay, so we're back. We're doing number 12 again.
Yeah.
We did number 12.
What happened last time, Phil?
We did it like 2 weeks ago.
And
it was really bad.
Oh.
It was 69 minutes.
Of bad.
I listened to the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was unbearable. And then this morning I listened to the rest.
Wow.
And it was really bad.
So that's lost podcast number what?
I don't know.
Seven?
No, but...
Six?
But when we redo it, then it cancels out.
No, because there's a whole entire podcast 12. Alternate podcast.
But now it's going to not exist.
Oh, I still have it.
I still we'll get rid of it.
No.
See, like all the other ones that are lost, yeah. they happen in between 1 and 2.
Not all of them.
Yeah, wasn't
remember
it?
Remember the one at your house where you crashed or something?
Crashed.
Remember?
That was at your house.
Didn't it crash once at your house, or it broke and we didn't get it? Remember you checked the recording and it was gone?
Oh,
it like stopped after 10 minutes?
That was only June, number 5 or something.
June. Like, no! That one was like an hour and a half long.
I know, that was a good one. We talked so much about B-Stores and stuff. And then I kicked out the microphone thing
and
I put it back in, and I guess it didn't work after that.
Oh.
But mostly the other ones we did were with Eric. The first one we did were... Nothing happened, and he played the news stories.
Uh-huh.
The second one, where we tried to do it seriously, and no one had anything to say.
And the third one was the New Year's one?
Yeah, the New Year's one. Yeah. But the New Year's one wouldn't really have counted as, like, a monthly, because it was in between the months and the years.
Okay.
Crazy.
But it's still December.
And January.
I guess, yeah.
And we already had the Christmas edition.
The only good part of that one was the countdown.
Well, yeah.
Pulled that out.
Yeah, and last time Chris was playing video games all the time. So
Super Mario World.
Mind was elsewhere. I was still in pain from the bike accident.
And I was
so
sleepy.
What bike accident?
Oh,
what
yeah, bike the bike accident. So...
like clearing his throat.
And I got distracted by all the throat clearing.
All the hot ladies on his feet.
Listening to, turning their heads as I went by clearing my throat. So I was riding. I was pretending.
Now he's all better.
I was pretending that I was on a motorcycle, so I was like. As I went by. And I, every time I stopped at a red light, I looked at the car next to me and I went. And then we raced, but I always lost. But one time I was winning and I went in front, and this was the time, and they hit me and I flew off.
They hit you?
And then I slammed my face into the ground.
Oh. And now you can drink things with straws. Eat soup.
I have to drink out of the hole in my throat with a straw.
The hole in your throat? Like, it sounded like it wasn't there before.
No, like when people smoke too much, and then they have to get a hole in their throat.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, does it get infected?
I don't know. I guess. And you use neon pink straws?
Yeah.
And neon green.
I have them in my pocket. I carry three when I go to Derek's. Because Derek's house isn't equipped to handle my problems.
We don't use straws here.
And Derek doesn't have soft, mushy foods for me.
Yeah, so last time we had pizza, and Phil couldn't eat anything.
And Chris brought over free donuts and everything. I couldn't eat any of it. But that's okay, because my belt was on too tight, and I had a stomach ache anyways. Speaking of belts, I bought a new belt.
Wow.
Goes with my new pants.
Does it carry tools?
No.
Batman tools.
Utilities, I mean.
How come my chair is so much higher than yours?
I don't know, use that little... Oh! There you go.
Okay. So now I don't feel like the king.
I'm the king now.
Chris,
I'm higher.
Everybody's higher than me.
And I'll be lower.
Higher and higher.
Can you take me higher?
Higher. I'm a rocket man. Hey Derek, I see your driving manual.
Yeah.
Oh, your young driver's book.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to read that for your test.
No, but you have to bring it for them to do the signing stuff.
Really?
But during the lessons.
Oh, you're still doing lessons?
No. That was when I was doing lessons.
So why is it out?
I need to get his number out of it.
Whose number?
Ron's, my teacher's number.
Why?
Because I had to reschedule the test because I have an exam on that day.
Oh, you're doing your test with him?
Huh? He's taking me there, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That was just part of the package that we got.
That was optional for me. He asked me.
Oh.
Charles Shipman. Charles Shipman asked me. So what if he's listening? Hey, Charles Truman.
He's like 40-something years old.
Older than that,
50-something.
You never know. I mean, you go to, like, these nerd conventions and there's old guys
and there's
there.
Charles Truman. Okay, Philip.
Remember how to drive.
That's good.
On my last
Do you
lesson,
ground view?
I find it hard to believe that these driving instructors actually follow all these rules.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's so, like,
it's
tedious
like,
and stuff.
All this stuff at once.
Like, every time I'm going to back up a little bit, I gotta look around 360 degrees. I gotta get out of my car and make sure there's no babies behind me. Lying on the ground underneath the tires.
That's the best.
Some irresponsible parent just drops their baby
behind
there.
Your car. Oh. It could happen.
Yeah, that one day you forget to do your circle check.
Someone puts, like, nails by your tires.
Once I did that...
You put nails by your tires?
No, someone else. Well, it was like me and... There's this kid, Zane, who lived on my street.
Zane.
You know Zane?
I think so.
An Indian kid? He lived, like, next to Jason?
Yeah. I remember his name.
Yeah, well... I don't remember how you would remember him.
Okay.
No, he didn't. He went to private school.
Maybe you're thinking of Zaid.
Oh, probably.
Zaid was a different...
Oh,
Indian
Zaid!
Person.
Zaid was another guy. He was in our high school.
I don't know who Zaid is.
This is Zayn. Yeah, so we found, like, a rusty nail, and we put it behind a car. Oh, tires.
Your own car?
No, someone else's
car.
Car,
oh. That's so irresponsible. Like the time you left those that can of beans.
Yeah, after we filmed part of the next Batman episode, there was a scene where Batman eats all this canned food,
maple beans,
and we had like we bought all this gross stuff just because of the way it'll look, and I didn't want to eat it after, and we didn't know where to throw it out. So we walked around the neighborhood.
We're looking trying for a sewer.
We found the sewer, but then there were people outside, and they'll notice us dumping stuff in front of their house.
Yeah.
So then we walked all the way around, and we found this street that just has, like, a fence and no houses, and we just left them there.
The can of beans.
The can of beans and a can of curry or something.
Was the curry open, too?
Yeah. Everything was open. Stuff, yeah. We tried to dump it into my sink, and it smelled so bad. And all the stuff was getting stuck in the strainer.
That was good.
I didn't want to throw it out, because I didn't want to touch it.
Batman Episode 2!
Coming never!
Oh!
We haven't been filming because of the bike accident. Because
of Phil's accident.
Well, actually, I'm okay to film now, but since we stopped for so long, I just don't feel like it now.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Get lazy.
Like that. That's happened the same thing with the first episode, right? We took a break for a while, and it became like a really, really long break, like a month.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's so many days, like we could have, like the last time we did the podcast, we probably could have filmed a bit before
could've
or
filmed
after. Could
have today.
Well,
I have to study.
Oh, we're bothering Chris while he plays his game.
No, I just mean don't get filmed.
Don't encourage Phil. Don't feel like filming.
No.
I have to study.
And I also have to try to figure out what's wrong with my camera. Because the video was messed up.
Your cleaning tape wasn't working or something?
Well, it did work the first time.
Yeah.
And then now, like, I ran it through 4 times and it's not working.
Oh.
The video just gets all choppy and stuff.
So you can't film? You can't record?
Well, I can try. Remember before how it used to say, like, dirty video heads?
Yeah.
And then you just record for a while and it kind of fixes it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that again. Okay. But I didn't want to keep doing that because the tape... I bought this tape for, like, $20. It should work.
Maybe you need new tapes.
What, like, for recording?
Yeah, how old are your tapes?
I don't know. But, like, I reuse them all the time. Maybe I don't know.
To get some new ones.
Okay, but don't you use yours?
Yeah.
See, my
haven't thinking, you had yours a lot longer?
My thinking... I got mine a bit before you got yours.
Oh.
My thinking is that it's because I carry this camera everywhere, and we're always out filming.
In a knapsack.
Yeah, we put it in bags, we carried it... Like outside and to parks and everywhere
into the clubs,
but then we've had old cameras before, like family video cameras and stuff.
Yeah,
and they last so long. Meanwhile, both of my recent ones are kind of like dead.
No!
Whole bag of SNES games. Yeah,
Chris is gonna be here all night. The rest of the week.
Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, remember this? Yeah. You're like Donatello and no one can ever get near you because there's no projectiles in the game.
Yeah, there are. Jamboree. Raphael shoots a jamboree.
Derek has NHL 95, the most classic NHL
that's
game
Richards,
ever.
That's Richards.
Oh. What else is there?
Richards still has my Game Gear.
What? Do you want it back?
Yeah, I want to play Tailspin.
Kirby's Dream Course.
Yoshi's Cookie.
Bomberman.
Oh, Mega Man X.
This is Richards 2.
That's also Richards.
Remember when this game was like the bomb?
Yeah.
Like everybody.
And the label got torn off and he made his own label.
It's like Mega Man construction X. Paper. Mega Man X. Everybody played Mega Man X.
That game's pretty hard.
I know.
All the Mega Man.
Turbo Controller.
That's also Richards. Yes. That's so much of Richards stuff.
I used to never understand the turbo controllers.
Why not?
I don't know. They're like, they got these weird
things.
You
just push
things.
This switch and it's turbo. If it's on semi-auto, you hold it to make it turbo. If it's on auto, it just goes like crazy.
Yeah, they have it for L and R2. Why don't they have it for start and select?
Who wants to start and select turbo? What do you use that for? Pause and unpause really quickly.
This is cool.
I know.
Like, what games do you use turbo for?
Mega Man.
Mega Man, so you can shoot really fast.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. Some games have, like, button mashing.
Like?
Mario Party.
Super Game Boy!
Super Game Boy.
Wow.
That was great. That was a really good idea.
Super Game Boy?
Yeah. I remember the second player could always draw. That was fun.
Do you have Mario Paint?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's there.
It's there, but I don't know where the mouse is.
Mario Paint!
Remember the Fly Swatter game?
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
I got so scared of that game when I was a kid.
Scared?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you have to swat all those flies.
Oh.
So I made my dad do it.
The Fly Swatter game is in Wario.
Dad, help me play my video games.
Okay.
Ta-ta-ta-ta.
Are we going to go by the topic list at all or no?
Well, let's get the topic list.
Okay.
And we'll the real topic list. Last time Chris like got the idea to read old topic lists. So we went back as far as like October 2004.
Hunting Frosty, when's that coming, Phil?
Chris, that's Derek.
Really? I thought you told him to do it.
I don't have any power. Really.
I thought you just suggested it. And then Derek did it because I was in the washroom. Peeing on the plants.
Ew. Phil.
That was one of the few funny parts of the thing.
When you were peeing on the plants?
Well, I said I had to go off to the washroom, so I left, and then Derek's just like, no, Phil, no, not in the spider plant.
Where's the page 4?
I don't know.
Oh, 2.
We have a pretty long podcast thread in the admin forum. You should join the Can of Nothing forums.
So you cannot see the lost... podcast.
Yeah. What? Derek, make it bigger. I'm blind. How come you didn't use any of those puppet images I gave you?
Oh, I forgot about those.
Save them. Put them. See, I have like a file where I keep
a
these.
File of puppet pictures?
June, July.
You had that before the podcast, didn't you? Yeah.
All right, recent movies. We talked about Transformers, whatever. Chris said it's pretty good. I said it's pretty decent. Derek never saw it. Derek, are you ever going to see it? Derek will probably see it when it's on Spike TV, like, 5 years from now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, Transformers. I remember this.
No, Spike TV won't last that long. They're going down.
I also saw Citizen
what
Kane.
What do you mean? They have UFC.
Oh, yeah. It's
what's the big deal with UFC?
It's like, just a new box.
It's like almost naked men writhing and stuff.
And they're grappling each other.
And they're grappling each other. Grunting,
I mean, it's like trunks. It's like more hardcore wrestling, I guess.
Yeah.
Even
hey,
more
did
gay.
You hear the guy?
The
Tommy,
rock star guy.
No, Tommy, the Green Ranger. He was supposed to do a special exhibition fight, UFC kind of fight thing.
Oh, he's the UFC guy.
Well, like he's this all around martial arts.
It's called mixed martial arts.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the profession.
Sorry.
Yeah,
the company's called.
I mean, he's actually really good at it, and they're sort of like for a benefit thing. He was going to fight this guy, but then the guy he was going to fight pulled out at the last minute because he's only a boxer, and Tommy is like a mixed martial arts guy. He's like, I don't want to play by those rules. He'll kill me.
Do you know that guy Robin Black?
He's
the rockstar guy, the Canadian rockstar.
Oh, yeah.
He's training to be in UFC.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I saw this picture of him in the paper today. It's really weird.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
okay. Robin Black.
Who's Robin Black?
He went from the Judge of Much Music DJ thing.
Yeah, he was on video on trial and stuff.
Wait.
Oh, he was the judge for...
Is he the flamboyant guy?
Yeah, he's flamboyant.
Is he the guy...
He's all black hair and he wears Robin. Like see-through shirts and stuff.
Oh, the semi goth guy.
Yeah. He wants to be in UFC.
But he's so skinny and girly.
he's pumping up.
You can't
do that.
He could be in like the one.
I know, but this guy's like skinny. It's like remember Tobey Maguire before he pumped up for Spider-Man? That's like what this guy is.
I'll get you the picture.
And then, no! Derek keeps pictures of Robin Black in his scrapbook. Derek, he taped every episode of Who Wants to Be a Much Music VJ. Hey, you know that guy who won?
Yeah.
Do you ever see him on TV?
He's on at like 3 o'clock before Much on Demand.
He's hardly ever there.
Yeah.
Whoa! He looks so different without his makeup.
He looks like Axl Rose when he made his comeback.
No, but Axl Rose got fat.
Oh, that's true.
And ugly.
Botox.
Yeah,
he
got
ugly
so
before.
Ugly. No, but now he's like monster ugly.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Welcome to the jungle.
No, me!
What happened to that version of Guns N' Roses? The Buckethead.
Yeah.
He left because they...
Cause he sucked?
They kicked him out because he, like... He's you know how he's so weird and stuff?
Yeah.
He just never came to practices. And they're like, okay, you're gone. So he doesn't care because he makes money doing his own thing.
Okay.
Why isn't this guy in? Or that guy? They should have like a super heavyweight division where it's all these fat guys.
Those guys weren't going for UFC. Those are just pictures of, like, business people.
But they should have a super heavyweight where it's like 400-pound guys, can't really move, and basically sumo wrestling. Why isn't... See, UFC should be all types of fighting. So pit...
Maybe you can have
pit lightweight boxers against sumo wrestlers.
They used to have that in the beginning.
Oh, yeah?
But then now they're all professional, so they don't do that. Oh. That's why they have weight classes.
Okay. Or they should just start, like, professionally televised fight club. Bare-knuckle boxing in a dirty alley. Okay.
Balrog.
Releases. Ash... Hey, we can actually talk about this one
now. Oh, yeah.
Ashby came out recently.
Yesterday. I mean, 2 days ago. Yay. Three?
I don't know. Talk about Ashby.
Ashby came out. It took a long time, not really because it was hard to do, but because I had a lot of stuff to do for a while, and I got really lazy for a while. And so that delayed it a lot. It should have been out, like, early July, so I'm sorry about that. But Dr. Payne was getting so impatient, asking about it, like, every other day.
Yeah, who is this Dr. Payne guy?
He's just the new fan.
I don't know, or he's like, he knows everything about you guys.
I know. He's really hardcore. He knows.
Really?
Yeah, he knows all this stuff.
What's my...
Like, I think he's watched Domestic Dispute and all the, like, the Oblivion Bin movies and stuff.
Oh, Zero's wow. Here.
But then again, well, lots of people do that, or some.
Well, he's one of the few people that talks about it. Like, I was surprised when, like, even, like,
oh, yeah, when he was telling us those corrections in the info page.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, you forgot Jude was in this and this and Alex was in this. Like, wow, we didn't even catch that. They're so small, we don't care anymore.
I guess. Thanks, that was good.
It's funny. It's funny how we really enjoyed that stuff when it came out, and now it's garbage. Yeah. Like, wow, Dancing Fruitopia? Hilarious!
I know.
Jeff will get a kick out of this. So gay, he hates gay people. Well, yeah, there's a lost version of Dancing for Fruitopia where really? at the end, we stuck a picture of Fruitopia bottles.
Oh, that's not this one?
No.
You didn't put it in this one?
I lost that one, and then when we started the site again.
Oh, I'll see if I have it. It's important.
Who cares?
It's important. It's
like Fruitopia. At the end, there's just a picture of Fruitopia bottles. But
then they don't know that we're dancing for Fruitopia.
Yeah, why was it called that?
Because remember, Jeff thought Fruitopia was a gay drink, and that only gay people drink Fruitopia?
Who?
Pimentel, really? This is way back in high school, like grade 11 or something.
Grade 10, grade 11.
Back when we first started Domestic Dispute.
Wow.
I think that was the day we did episode 4? 8 and 4.
Wow, that makes
it's so much stuff in one day. 8, 4, and...
Well, because look at 4, it's like a 2-minute thing with just Jude changing a light bulb. And then episode 8 was... Because everyone showed up late, so me and Alex started on our own and just did that... That improv thing.
Oh, 8 was the improv one? Yeah. I always forget which one's the improv one. 8
and 9. I remember I told Alex, like, he's like, oh, can I just bring over some stuff? And I said, okay. He brought over a garbage bag full of, like, hats and coats and masks and stuff. So then when we're waiting for you and Jude and everyone to come over, we're just like, Alex says, why don't we just, you know, film something? I said, okay, maybe it won't be part of the episode, but we'll just do it. And we did this thing, you know, where's my package and all this.
Was the mask his or yours?
It was, everything was his.
Oh, okay.
And then it just became the episode. You guys came over and we continued it. And that became episode 8.
That helmet's awesome.
Yeah. I remember he did that play in his class and he was like that Desert Storm guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he wore the same costume you did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was funny to us. We were like cracking up because we knew where it was from. Everyone else didn't care. It was really lame.
That's when he wore glasses. What happened? Did he get, like, laser eye surgery?
I don't remember. He just stopped wearing them one day.
I asked him once, and he was like, "My eyes got better." I was like, well, how did that happen? He's like, "Just close your eyes and open them a lot, and that helps your eyes get better." Like, okay, what? Alex.
Alex is eccentric. Whoa!
I draw
Kirby's Dream Course.
That's okay. Those games are sturdy. Speaking of Alex, if you check out the Dead Scripts section, you'll see his epic
The Basement
series.
It's if you. Like, if we fix it up, it could be really good.
Maybe. Some of it's kind of iffy.
Well, because the way he wrote it, like, it's just, like, one thing after another. No real sense of storytelling.
I don't think we'd ever really do it because of how much stuff we have
to do. I know. I want to do it. Me and Jude were kind of talking about it in the forum a bit.
Yeah.
Recently, but don't, yeah, just because we're saying, yeah, it's cool, and I was like,
we say that about everything.
Yeah, don't believe us yet until we actually announce that we're gonna do it and we have something to show.
Which might be never.
See, like even Batman Episode 3, it's just like a bunch of points now, and.
No.
Oh, that thing's cool.
Oh, no, get back.
Chris is playing Mega Man X now.
Yeah, punch the thing. Oh!
No!
No!
Yeah. This level reminds me of Super Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, I like it.
It looks like you're in a Tauntaun or something.
A robot. Yeah,
because there's two.
That was a bad guy. He just falls in the hole sometimes.
No.
So, Chris, what do you have to say about anything? You've been really quiet.
He's busy playing Mega Man. Mega Man takes concentration. Press jump twice or something.
Derek, how come you don't have, like, Mega Man X 2 to 10?
Oh, there you go.
Why don't we have Mega Man X? This is Richard's game.
Well, now it's yours.
I should get the Mega Man X collection. We have a, like, GameCube PlayStation. It has all of them.
Maybe I'll get that if it's really cheap.
I have the one with the 1 to 9, like the original.
Oh, before he became anime?
Before he became anime, yeah.
I don't like those ones that much. I like X a lot because you get all the armor and stuff.
That's true.
That's what's cool, and I guess you still get powers in the other ones. And he looks cooler, too. It doesn't look like he's wearing pajamas.
So the pajamas are awesome.
See, the first Mega Man I played was Mega Man X. So when I saw the other ones, I was like, what? It's not Mega Man.
Was that Cousin Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was it.
Yeah.
You said, yeah, in this game you can, like, even jump off the walls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You were like, wow!
Oh, no! See? Otherwise, we would have died there.
Wall jump, still wall jump, wall jump.
Chris is falling down a hole over and over and over again.
Do the side to side. Do the side to side wall jump.
But the snowball's there. I can't do anything. I'm stuck. No.
Yeah, there you go. How come it doesn't throw snowballs now?
It's dead.
Oh, no, not again.
Oh, it's okay.
It's like Donkey Kong Country with the barrels.
All right. Anything else to say about Batman 2?
The FX, man, see? Because I'm, like, breathing deeply. Into the smoke, because it's, like,
sweet.
Winter.
No. Well, the only thing I can say is...
Batman 2.
Well, regarding... Batman 2 will come...
Do you think we'll still hit August, or no?
No.
No.
Batman 2 will come when it's done. Okay, December. So whatever.
Every December, Batman.
Whatever. Yeah. I want to take a break from Batman after, because, like, now...
After 2?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we probably will anyways, because we have to write it. But, like, I don't even want to write during that time.
Okay.
Because
I'm writing now.
Because, well, yeah, I want a little more input on the writing in the next one.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No, uh-oh. Because like feels because
power
no,
hungry.
No, because in this one it was a lot different because Derek completely wrote everything and all I did was kind of skim it every once in a while. So by the time we got to it, I didn't really have a clear idea of what I wanted it to look like and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like the first one where when I write a part, then I can see it.
Yeah.
And you know, like, okay, well, I want him to say this and that, and this is how we'll say it.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the times, like, Derek, how do you want him to say that?
I don't know. That's your decision. You're the director.
I know. Well, you're
like, I have to...
Not co-director anymore.
I'm not co-director anymore, so now it's all up to you. I don't really care. You can interpret however you want. Because I took out all the... One thing I learned in my little class is you're not supposed to use those brackets that say, angrily... Or Riley, or sarcastically, because that's supposed to be the director's job. So all those are gone now.
Okay. Oh, so, sweet. Is it going to be formatted properly, too?
Yeah.
No, that'll be more paper.
Too bad.
There are these programs that do it. Are you using
it? I set up a template in Word. It's pretty easy in there anyway.
They should give you one at school.
Yeah, they should. But they're pretty cheap. But whatever.
Like, I had a trial one before, but I couldn't save. I tried to do it. I tried to use it during domestic dispute.
I remember sometime it was centered and stuff.
Yeah, the first couple episodes, I think, were centered and...
Okay. Low-budget Star Wars? Low-budget Star Wars?
Yeah, when are you free?
after Friday. After Friday.
Want to do that and then go see Simpsons?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So low-budget Star Wars coming this weekend.
Yay!
Sweet. Chris, you want in on this?
No, it's okay.
You want to go see Simpsons, though?
Maybe.
On Saturday?
We'll see.
Or whenever?
We still haven't seen Harry Potter yet.
It's not that important.
Yes, it is. We'll
see that on Sunday.
I mean, like, I want to see Harry Potter because I saw the other ones, but it's not something I'm really looking forward to.
Let's go see it right after Simpsons.
I tried to download it, but I keep on getting, like, the French and German version.
Don't they usually just put subtitles in those other countries?
No, it was actually dubbed.
No, sometimes they're dubbed.
Oh. That's terrible. People. That's terrible.
Sometimes they dub movies here.
Like what?
Like,
They didn't dub Crouching Tiger.
Not in theaters.
Well, I mean when CBC got it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It's terrible.
Spirited Away and stuff?
But that's animated, so...
Oh. How about all those Jackie Chan movies?
Yeah, because before they were all... when they were Chinese people, it was Chinese, but then they just dubbed it to English.
Yeah. And do the white people speak English in those movies?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it looks like they're dubbed, too. Like, why?
No, because you're just confused. You don't know, like, if it is or if it's
because you're paying more attention to the lips. I mean,
and
weird.
And, like, the way they talk, too, it's like, you know when people dub?
Yeah.
Like, when they dub Saved by the Bell and stuff, and they're just overly animated when they speak.
Yeah.
I guess because the Chinese audience is like that. Mm. It's like when you watch Power Rangers all the time. Every time anyone says anything, they have to point and, like, nod their heads. Yes! Over there!
What's that again? Secret movie that I may or may not tell everyone about?
Oh, that's your game show
thing?
A game show?
Australian game show or some reality show?
It's based... Okay, like I said before that I didn't want to really say exactly what it is because it might not happen. It's just this funny idea that came into my head.
Uh-huh.
Think of it like... The way I Hate TV came about. You know, you think of one small thing and then it just kind of makes something of it.
Okay.
So this is based on a semi-reality TV show, sort of like that. And it just has a funny concept, a strange concept.
All right. And when will that come, Phil? Tomorrow?
Maybe never. It'll star Derek.
It's a good concept.
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty...
You know the concept? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Last time when you went to, like, go to the washroom or something.
Yeah, he spoiled
you
everything.
You told him?
Yeah. I told Chris everything. So.
Oh, he spoiled me.
Man.
I spoiled Chris.
You spoiled
it sounds bad. Come here, Chris. I'm going to spoil you. Spoil me all. Okay.
That's a little too much.
So,
Everyone knows what Nograg is already.
Airport.
Yeah,
I'm at that. The airport.
Where you did the...
Airport. Oh, yeah.
I remember this is where... I forgot. But I told Richard that this is where you find the secret armor. He's like, no, you just ignore it. And then when he got the walkthrough, he's like, oh, yeah, it's over here. Like, I told you there's something there.
Man, rivalries with video games.
Rivalry.
I know more than you.
Woo! Kinda tired.
And
hey, we didn't talk about Ashby. We just said Ashby came
out. Phil started singing about July. I said that it was delayed a lot because I was lazy. But yeah.
Okay, and everybody watch Ashby because we don't like people to smoke.
You smell bad, smokers.
Yeah, you got my eBay toy smelling bad. I still haven't got that. It's been in a Ziploc bag with baking powder for so long. If you want more details about this, go to the forum. I have a thread about it.
Baking soda or both baking powder?
Baking soda.
You said powder.
Soda.
You said powder.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
Anyway, now it's like sitting on my shelf and it looks like a bag of cocaine.
Is your mom coming to be like, Phil, what's this?
Just spread it all over my nose. Nothing, Mom! Not doing anything anymore. But it's funny, too, because, like, I kind of aired out the toy.
Yeah.
And once in a while, I'm just in my room smelling it, trying to see, like, did it get any better? So if someone sees that little baggie there and then hears me, like...
Oh, boy.
What's going on?
That's funny.
Yeah, so...
So Ashby, why does Ashby look like Cinderella? I mean...
Ashby looks like Cinderella?
What?
Belle.
Oh, you mean Lily looks like Belle?
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't really draw girls usually, so whenever I draw them now, they all look the same.
Well, Poison Ivy looks different.
That's true, but that took a lot. It took time to do that one.
Yeah, that was
more complex design. But okay, my voice actress Azur.
Hey, is that like
what?
Did she do anything for Lily's voice? Because it's high-pitched and
I think
stuff.
That's her actual voice.
What?
Yeah.
But then when she did the mom's voice, that sounds more natural and normal.
I know, she could... I don't know. Okay, maybe she did.
I guess she's a really good voice actor.
I never asked. But yeah, she said that she's up to doing more stuff, so you might see her again in the future.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, we don't need a robot anymore.
Subculture 5, I'm working on that now.
Ask her if she can be a...
Keith, she'll replace Keith.
No!
And Charlie. And
ask her if she can be
Grubba. Everyone
ask her if she can be Grubba, if she's good enough to imitate his voice.
My life is a toilet.
My life is a toilet.
Yeah, that line came about because Derek asked me at the very end, I want to add something else.
Yeah.
And he listed all these lines, which more of them made sense, but I chose,
My life is a toilet. That's what Phil gets peer editing credit for.
Yes!
And some other stuff, I think. Yeah.
You know Kat?
Yeah.
She told me that she didn't know that, like, it was... My voice was unrecognizable as the dad in Ashby.
Oh, that's good. But it sounds just like Keith.
I know.
It's like British
Keith. I was
Keith.
Surprised by that. Because it's nice, like, when a voice actor...
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
be recognized because yeah. when you look at the guy who
it's
does
your voice actor.
When you look at the guy who does Homer Simpson and you listen to him, you don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, but this was like Keith.
that was my direction actually.
Like well,
English Keith.
Yeah, I tried to mix Keith with Michael Caine and
oh right.
I guess one line came out like that.
You know what I didn't understand in that? The cigarette.
Yeah, Phil said so too. That was supposed to be Phil's Vincent Price impression.
I was gonna make, like, I didn't know Derek had an idea for what he wanted it.
I didn't.
So I was practicing some stuff at home. I was like, okay, it's gonna be like this really very proper English man.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I was gonna make him the Michael Caine voice.
Oh, really? Really?
He was gonna be the Michael Caine imitator. But then Derek's like, just say it really fast and crazy. string everything together. Like there's no periods.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kids, won't learn about smoking. Okay.
I guess I understood it because I just know it like inside out from doing the thing for so long.
Well, now okay. I can tell because I listened, I watched it a few times and
oh, okay.
I tried to make out what he's saying.
Yeah, I got another capsule.
Yay!
Yeah, the guy who looks like Santa Claus.
Help me over there.
That's Professor Oak.
Professor Oak.
Professor Oak.
Professor Oak.
Alright, so,
Professor Oak.
Those are the releases on the upcoming stuff.
Oh, actually, you know who that cigarette reminded me of? You know when you imitated, Charlie, when you said we can be Nose Brothers, and you said it really weird? I just thought of that.
We can be Nose Brothers!
That's good.
Oh, okay, next thing on the list, musical projects.
Musical.
Yeah.
Chris was so busy with the video games last time, he doesn't remember anything. it's like he's drunk on video games.
But we're in the same state as last time, so...
No, we actually have a song done now.
Oh, right. But it's not out yet.
So, you want to release
the name?
Oh, and
we're called
Generation Asthma. Me and Derek were
sort of
online musical group.
Yeah.
Oh, at the Rotten Tomatoes.
That's with Richard, though. But Richard's in a band with, like, Danny and Dave and stuff.
Yeah, but that's a real band.
I know. So now why would he want to do Rotten Bananas? He's in a real...
I don't think we even really wanted to do it after a while.
Yeah.
After, like, a month. At first, there's like, this would be cool.
Okay, this is what Rotten Bananas did. We each, like, shared one or two files of us playing the frog theme from Chrono Trigger. And then me and Richard also did
I went over to his house to jam one time, and then we plugged my guitar into his computer, and we recorded a really weird sounding Super Mario theme.
And Weezer.
I played the Super Mario theme, and Richard just like messed around with this knob on the kind of program, putting a weird effect. So that was all we did, and nothing was really.
And it was over.
Good while it lasted. We still kind of have a forum for it.
Yeah, Bluehost business. Anyway.
Yeah, so...
And Phil, actually, you actually had asthma, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I had some breathing problems, yeah, but nothing major.
At the puffers.
I didn't have any... I had inhaling things once, when I had a lot of, like, phlegm stuff going on. Brown and blue, like you were saying, brown,
yeah,
and blue.
Yeah. I think maybe there was, like, a beige one or something. I don't know. Chris, do you know? Chris was like the asthma
Chris had
master.
Asthma. Yeah. And you said that he used to spray us with his papers?
Yeah, on field trips on the bus. I do remember very distinctly you ran out on the bus.
That's so funny.
It's like if you have prescription pills, you start throwing them at people. You have like a heart attack later and you can't take it. I remember I still had asthma. This was in like grade 8, 7 or something. Remember when I was doing the track and field stuff?
Yeah.
I tried out for the 800 meter.
Uh-huh.
This is when everybody had to try out.
Right, right.
Well, the 800 meter was optional.
Oh.
It was at the very end, but I decided to do it anyways.
Yeah.
After, I was gonna die. I couldn't breathe.
Oh.
And it was, and I made the big mistake of like walking off on my own. And I went inside the school and no one was there. And I'm like,
oh boy.
They're like, "You okay, Phil?" I'm like, "Yeah." And I walk off. And I try to drink some water, it doesn't help.
Oh.
So luckily, I didn't die or pass out or anything.
That's good.
That was a bad idea. And then you guys were always like, "Wow, Phil, you can really run those long distances." Like, yep, I can.
Can you go for that?
Derek ran off to quick jam, Derek.
Ah!
So anyway, musical projects.
Oh, we have two things in the works.
The first one is
one
done.
Is done.
Call the. You want to? Can we give the names?
No, let's wait till that's out.
Okay. Well, one is done.
And the other one
is pretty quick, though. Like once yeah. I actually, once we really got started.
Yeah, I thought it might take like forever, but it didn't.
Yeah, because Derek did his part, and then we kind of left it for a while, and I listened to it sometimes, and then just over like 2 days, I guess I did the bass line and this small musical part that dances behind everything.
It's nice.
And now we've just been mixing it. Yeah, so it's more or less done. I'm going to mix a little more. And now we're on to the next one.
Yay!
I get to do some awesome guitar work.
Yeah!
I'll be like...
You want a solo?
If we can find a spot.
Okay.
That chorus is weird. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know. Maybe...
It's kind of an upbeat song with some energy, and then suddenly the chorus comes and
it's like all slow. We'll figure something out.
Yes.
Yes.
Chang's
voice.
Granny at the hotel. That's all you're going to hear.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess look for those next month.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to... I'm taking home this mic today to test it out with my guitar. So I'm going to try out some riffs, see how it sounds recording it.
Sweet.
See how it all puts together.
Chris, you can start playing the drums, and then we'll be a band.
Yeah.
Well, weren't we going to wait for Rock Band?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, right. It'll be a Rock band.
Is it being made, like, co-made by the what? The Guitar Hero guys?
They are making it. Those guys.
But isn't like, EA?
They're publishing it.
Oh, okay.
And Harmonix is making it.
Can you use your old Guitar Hero guitars with it?
Yeah.
I guess?
Probably.
Yeah. But they, what's it called? They made ones that they don't... It's not as obvious, so... Like, you know how it says red, green, and all that stuff?
Yeah.
It's not there. It's just a natural guitar. It's just you press inward. So it's like that.
But well, still has buttons, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, just not
colored?
It just colored?
Doesn't look like a colored guitar. Looks like a real guitar.
Oh. Oh, the guitar itself
just
looks... Is it, like, bigger and stuff?
No, it's the same size.
Well, now they
but
just...
they look more real.
They want it to look real. Make it larger.
Well, if they make it too big, it'll cost too much.
your case will be, like, that big when you buy the game.
Yeah, I know.
And then the game will probably be like $1,000.
Yeah, we put in real guitars, and each guitar is about $500.
It's probably already going to be pretty expensive.
Yeah, 300 something. Well, you should, if you want all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if you can buy it, I'm just buying the drums and the vocal thing.
Yeah, because you got two guitars already. Yeah.
So, you know, don't buy it, Derek. I know Phil's not
going to. What would you get?
I don't have the consoles.
But you get it for what, PS3?
Yeah, I have to buy a PS3, though.
Whoa.
Just buy one before they get rid of the 60
gig. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, August.
Get rid of the what?
The 60 gig version. They brought the price down, but they're going to phase it out.
Why?
Because they're going to bring out the 80 gig version. That's going to be at the original price again.
I guess that's good.
No.
No.
It's good for... You don't need 80 gigs. You don't need 60 gigs.
That's what you think. But then when this console... Don't they want this console to last like 10 years or something?
Yeah.
So then there's going to be all these games, and you're going to be like, man, I wish I had that 80 gig. I got like 1,000 games.
And then they'll bring out the 120 gig.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Like next year.
That's why you get like a 10-year warranty, so then you can like...
They should just release like external hard drives for it. Like what they did for 32X. And
oh, that worked
just
out.
Just pile them on! Voltron, man.
Voltron.
Voltron's a good idea. Why not with video games?
Oh, you know that trailer for Transformers? Was that Godzilla?
Where what?
They talk about the lion and the
trailer during Transformers?
New York's getting...
Oh, that unknown titled one?
Yeah.
There's going to be a Godzilla
producer
movie?
J.J. Abrams. No, there's this... you know the producer J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, yeah.
He did Lost and stuff?
And Aliens.
He put together this trailer without a title. You don't know what's going on. All it is, the trailer is... It looks like it's shot on a camcorder.
Uh-huh.
These guys go to a party. Everyone's partying. Suddenly these comets start falling. I guess they're in New York City and like the Statue of Liberty breaks and buildings blow
lion.
Up and stuff. They talk about a lion?
Yeah, they say, oh, there's a big lion.
Oh, yeah. And then...
You can hear a roar of a lion.
It kind of looks like a Michael Bay... Armageddon thing. And then suddenly it's just over. The trailer's over. You don't know what it was about. And it just says, like, when it's coming out. January 18th next year.
Okay.
So, and they leave, like, these clues online and stuff, but no one can really figure out what it is.
I thought you knew. I thought you were an expert on it.
No.
Yeah, Phil.
I read, like, the news stories. Like, oh, you can go to this site. And I'm like, who cares? I don't care about this movie. Yeah. So I'll probably won't see that.
Awesome. We'll be talking about it next year.
It was either that or it was Jude said it was Voltron. That's why when you said Voltron,
I don't think it's gonna be anything like that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it's gonna be based on an existing property like Godzilla or Voltron. I think this guy's. I mean, if this guy did Alias and
fuck
Lost,
you Alex.
Oh, that must be Eric. Eric must be yeah.
Okay, I'll be Posh. Why is there a...
I don't know. Yeah, that's...
That was so, like, left field out of nowhere. So, anyway.
Canada Nothing Film Challenge.
Okay, we're almost through the list, guys.
Almost there.
This has been going on for quite a while, but I think it's a lot better than the first one.
Yeah.
Even with Chris not saying much. Chimes in once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the film challenge is something I wanted to do. Basically, what a film challenge is if you enter one of these, you get a team together, and they give you maybe a genre and some things that you have to have in your film, and you get like 48 hours or 24 hours or 72 hours to do it. If you've seen that show On the Lot, I haven't seen it, but I heard about it. Like, what they did was these groups were given...
Yeah, we told you to join them.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know about it until it started. Late, we were going by, like, a bus stop. Like, hey, On the Lot. Like, what are you talking about? Over there. What? So, anyway.
So, it's a challenge.
So, we want to try to imitate that just as a challenge for ourselves. We're not really entering one.
Yeah.
So, I guess on the forum soon or next month or something, we'll post about it, some rules, the way we want it done.
And you can
the time limit we have... I guess what we'll suggest is, like, you guys can maybe list two or three genres and items that we should have in our film.
Yeah.
And then we'll just find 2 days or so to try to do it.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, whatever we come up with has to be quick and, I guess, simple or as much as we can do.
Yep.
No matter how bad or good it is, we'll release it, and that's what it'll be.
That's the challenge.
We'll just see what happens. Who knows? Maybe we'll just turn up the improv.
It's funny how we kind of do that actually sometimes. With, like, we do nothing for like 2 months, and all of a sudden when an idea comes up and we do it in like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like I Hate TV. I thought that was like one day.
Yeah.
I Hate TV or Hanban's Revenge.
Even Sunny G kind of was fast. Yeah. Like the writing and the filming was basically 2 days total.
No, they scored on. Mike Eastwood.
Chris is playing NHL 95.
The best NHL game ever made.
Yes.
Until the Wii NHL game comes out.
Which will be
film challenge. Look out for that. Yeah. And I guess at the very least, it'll be me and Derek doing it.
Break time! End of podcast 12, version 2. Bringing on version 1 right now. If you still don't understand it, prepare to have your mind completely blown.
We're gonna...
We're gonna try to bring you into the...
Okay, Kenny Mills.
We're gonna sit up soon. Check the forums. You'll see. Can Nothing Film Challenge. We'll try to do it in 48 hours.
48.
First email is from Norman.
Wait, what about the song? I'm so lazy now.
Ken.
No, we need to mix up. We need to do something different in these podcasts because we're like losing concentration all the time. Maybe bring in another person. Replace Derek.
Yeah, replace Derek.
Replace Derek, Phil, and Chris.
No.
Yeah. 80s. 80s Kenny Mails.
Yeah, whatever. Forget everything we said before this.
The podcast will just start with canned emails. Cut everything else.
Well, that's what we always say. Like, the interesting part is...
Maybe we should turn canned podcast into canned emails.
No.
Cast.
What time are we at now?
Guess.
47.
60.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh, man. What? 47 minutes in, we've talked about garbage.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Alright, so we got a bunch of... Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
What are you gonna do to me?
It's plastic!
What are you gonna do to me?
I don't need this anymore.
What are you gonna do to me?
Take it!
What are you gonna do to me?
Oh, man.
Having some problems?
It is too real.
Hey, Derek, can you put the microphone in your mouth?
Try it. Moisture's bad.
Try it.
It'll, like, shock me and I'll die.
Where's the moisture gonna come from?
Your mouth.
Doesn't have to touch anything.
Yeah, you said, can you put the microphone in your mouth?
Not on your mouth. In your mouth.
In your mouth.
That's where the moisture is. You don't have to touch anything in there.
It's so big.
That's why you try. If you can't do it, then you don't do it.
You do it.
God! I have a jaw fracture. I can't open my mouth that much.
Oh. Excuses.
No!
Don't do it!
Derek triple dog dared me.
Triple dog? No! No fellatio on the Canada Nothing podcast. Anyway. Ew.
Okay, this first email comes from...
I live in a very dangerous woman. Okay, let's go.
Wait, where is that from?
That's Al. From Tool Time. I mean, Home Improvement. Well, he is from Tool Time on Home Improvement.
I was watching Spike TV today.
Yeah.
And there's this guy on the show called Tool Something, but I changed the channel right after he said Tool, so I thought he was going to say Tool Time.
Oh.
He's like, welcome back to Tool.
Maybe he's from Tool.
Big news, Pamela Anderson is giving up acting to be a magician's apprentice, something
helpful. Oh yeah, I saw her on Conan O'Brien.
Conan!
Is she actually doing that?
Yeah, she's with this German guy.
German!
A German guy with a mullet!
German mullet! Boing! Boing, Justin Boing!
Okay, that's it, no more.
Boing, Justin Boing, Mega 64, okay. Norman W.
Norman W. says, hello.
Norman W.
I don't know. Some loser.
Norman Osborn.
Norman W. Wasborn.
Wasborn.
Norman W. Osborn.
Ah. Ah. Okay, thanks for your question.
Hello.
Jenny.
Hold on, something about electric guitars transforming mechanical waves.
No, we already talked about transformers.
Frequencies, pickup pins, and string changes. Something about octaves and... I don't know. Something about fallacy. Neglecting overtones. Yeah, we like to neglect overtones. Derek, can you do an overtone for me?
How? What's an overtone?
Okay. Okay, so when there's like one pitch, and there's like another pitch, it's like an overtone.
Ah.
So tell me if you can hear the overtone. It'll be a fifth above this.
Okay. I'm confused.
Hey, if I'm out of tune to you, I bet we can make a wavy noise.
Okay.
So, you... Wait. Give me a pitch.
Ooh. Ooh.
See, you can do like a minor second. Do, do, do.
What?
You go, do, do, do. Whatever.
All right, thanks.
They're taking away my music degree.
They're taking away my professional writing degree.
Hey, Derek, what are you doing? You said you're changing degrees.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Forest conservation.
Really?
Because
You're supposed to apply for... You're supposed to do your courses now.
I know. But I didn't. Right now, I'm enrolled in
everything
nothing.
Everything is taken.
Everything. That's true. Everything's full out. They're like, okay.
Forest conservation.
They're like, try to find what you want to do.
Derek, are we going to see you at the next Live Earth?
Yeah. I'm going to be Al Gore.
Jenny H. says... Chris, get over here. What if no one can hear you there?
Yeah, it doesn't pick up from the back, really. Jenny H.'s lobby.
Oh, so, my best friend.
Your best friend, lobby.
Oh, Chris, you want to read her email then?
Oh,
no,
it's okay.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't... I guess you listened. She told me, like, I'm sorry, I skipped through everything and only listened to my question from before. So, yeah, Chris said you're his best friend now. Jenny H. says, since I don't really have a ridiculous question to ask you right now, I'll just assume you disappoint us. That's what you should assume. You disappoint us when you don't give us crazy, funny questions. That's the only time I'm going to clear my throat. Unless I've already done it before. So I'm sorry. Hey, you know what I like? You know that commercial? You know those brought to you by the government commercials?
Yeah.
And there's like, no one's good at anything, but everyone's good at something. Yeah. And there's that one guy who's like, my thing is dinosaur noises. And he goes...
Stop putting germs.
Jenny says, I don't really have a ridiculous question to ask you right now. I'll just assume you give totally awesome advice and I'll ask you something. So we're gonna... This is Advice Corner. This is The View.
All right.
Starring Barbara Walters.
Phil's Rosie.
I'm Rose. Rosie's kicked off, though.
Well, you're the new Rosie.
I'm the new Rosie, and Chris can be the black woman who's on the Payless shoe, whatever.
Rosie. Black Rosie.
Chris is playing Mario World.
Yeah.
Chris, you gotta listen to this. Lobby needs our help. No, Chris, turning up the volume.
I turn on the stereo?
It is on. We'll put the volume up if you want.
Huh? It's all the way all the way.
Oh, what's the question?
Man, you're bad at these games.
Whoa!
Walk in the hole!
Oh, it's over. GG.
I was getting more into that instead of this.
Alright, so Jenny has some advice wants some advice from us. So I got in contact with a friend of mine who I haven't talked to in like 2 years via MySpace. And he says something like, "I've thought about you a lot since we last talked, which is like a few years ago. Should I be freaked out? How do I tell this guy I don't like him? ?" How do I tell him I sort of like someone else? ?" Ah! Is this why MySpace is a terrible place?
MySpace is terrible just because it's MySpace.
Okay, so what should she tell this guy? First, should she be freaked out?
No.
Yes. No.
He's been thinking about you a lot for the past 3 years that
you should be flattered.
You should be flattered and scared.
And mostly flattered, so it cancels out the scared.
Probably watches you with an infrared camera
on Google Earth.
Why do you need an infrared camera if you're on Google Earth?
Infrared Googler.
What? How do I tell this guy I don't like him?
Shoot him! Shoot him in the head!
Shoot him in
the
head?
Then he'll be dead and you don't have to worry about it. Don't shoot him. In the head. Shoot him in the foot. Or the hand.
Just tell him.
Just tell him?
Look, I haven't seen you for 2 years.
Just say, yo. Yo. I'm a lesbian.
How do I tell him I sort of like someone else?
Just tell him. Yeah, she better like me.
Chris is officially asking you out to go see Harry Potter 5.
Get creamy with Chris. Okay.
I also think you should play Kaiser's Orchestra music in your podcast.
That's Kaiser Chiefs. Right.
Kaiser's Orchestra.
I predict the right.
Not Kaiser Chiefs.
Ooh,
are they the same? I never know them.
Unbelievably hairy.
Next question.
Thank you, Jenny. Good luck with MySpace.
Thank you, Lobby.
Buy a gun.
Forest.
Buy gun?
Yeah. Her name's not Gun, Derek.
Self-defense. Shoot everybody before they get the chance to kill you.
Not name love before you bring my heart.
Okay.
Cody says,
"Hi, Cody."
I'm like, if she's not gonna say this person comes from Cody, then I'll.
Will you and Jude
have a guitar off on Guitar Hero while filming it?
Maybe. I thought Jude doesn't like Guitar Hero. Chris, does he like Guitar Hero?
Why not? Because he sucks at it.
I guess he's
one of those things that everyone likes. What? That's silly. That's so silly.
Silly, Jude.
Oh, you dropped the emails.
Yeah,
we lost them. It's over.
What movie are you?
No, like, he wants us to film it. Just film it, like a battle.
You and Chris can have a guitar off.
Okay.
Of course I'll win.
Of course Chris will win.
Unless we team up.
Like we always
then
do.
Everybody wins or loses. Hugo D. Hi, Hugo. Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning to you, too.
2007 has been a big year for technology in general, so I will query you on technologically pertinent matters mostly. Well, the iPhone has been launched, although it won't be released in Canada for a couple of months because of...
Pass it on.
Ow!
Pass it on.
Phil! What would you buy right now if you had the choice between an iPhone and a PS3?
I said PS3 already.
Stop touching me! Stop touching me! I'm gonna shoot you!
Bear in mind that they are both priced the same.
Why Phil, would I buy a cell phone for $600?
Yeah, so Chris picks PS3 too, and so does Phil. What do you think of Microsoft's new surface computing technology? I think it's pretty cool.
What?
Which do you prefer, Blu-ray or HD DVD? I've still seen neither. How about you guys?
Suck. No, wait, but Ninja Turtles is coming out in HD DVD.
And Blu-ray.
So, why? August 7th, TMNT. We know drama.
What kind of computers do you each have? I have a 97 Pentium 2, 300 MHz, 256 MB of RAM, and ATI Radeon.
No, you don't. You have an MDG.
No, he's talking about himself.
No, why'd you say I? Because
he said I. Okay, what kind of computers do you each have? Hugo has... an LCD mouse with a weird French keyboard and mediocre printer. How about you? Me and Phil have the same computer, actually.
Mine's better.
Phil's is better, because it has more dust on the top.
That's true, actually.
We both have MDG P4
3.something computers. So why do you guys make fun of MDG if you bought them MDG?
Because after we bought it, they're garbage.
Yeah, the fans always die. And things
when you
die,
look at the flyer, it looks great, because like, you get all these awesome components, and then it's a good price, but then it doesn't work that well. Well, mine hasn't really died on me.
Mine's died 3 times.
You had a fan change.
Yeah.
Mine...
I have 2 or 3 fans.
I had that overheating problem once.
Yeah.
But really, I just had to clean the fan.
Oh.
But they replaced it anyways. Now I haven't had any problems.
Chris!
What kind of computer do you have, Chris? Chris has an SNES at home. And he uses to access the internet. What do you think about Spore? When do you think it'll be released? I think it's cool. Be released tomorrow. How often do you unintentionally hit the caps lock key when you type something on a computer?
Never.
Sometimes.
I'm not stupid.
And finally, because small talk always matters, how has the weather been for the last couple of weeks where you are?
Raining.
Raining and hot.
Raining. Wind.
Heart.
Fire and brimstone.
Heart. Heart.
Fire.
By your powers
water.
Combined.
I am Captain Planet. Captain Planet. He's a hero. Gonna bring pollution down to zero.
I hope this has helped spice up the podcast.
After all, the nothing can help spice this up.
This one died. This one was like, yeah, stillborn.
Like, we're not even paying attention to it.
Okay, Jack's question. When will you make cell phone haters? Phil said no. You've been talking about it ever since your second podcast. Phil says no. Also, are you ever going to make more of the Star Wars Celebration stories? Phil says no. I was going to send this question to Phil, but it wasn't sent properly. For some reason, will you ask him these questions, please? I just did. Also, when will the next anniversary or caniversary come? Next month. Hey, Derek, are you ever going to make the second episode of Love Bunch of Matrix? Probably not. Arthur hasn't been appearing in my videos lately. Where'd he go? Phil says no.
What?
Mark H, can you make a display of a TV show and put on YouTube, please? Phil says no. Robin S, Shootsun, hi. Which character have you had the most fun voicing?
Hey, wait. Is her last name Shootsun?
I don't know.
Robin Shootsun?
I guess it's possible.
What kind of a dumb last name is that?
Phil. Phil doesn't mean that. Okay, which character have you had the most fun voicing?
Keith. Definitely. Keith and, Ash in my Pokemon. I don't know why that one was fun. Because it was fun trying to imitate Derek's voices.
Okay.
Pikachu!
Though I couldn't do the James one, that's hard.
James!
Ooh! I thought my Brock was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Ash!
What's your favorite childhood television show? I like Ninja Turtles.
I think the one I'll always like the... Wait, cartoon or what?
Any children's television show. Whatever you watch as a kid. What was
Power
your
Rangers.
Power Rangers?
Power Rangers and the Super Mario shows. Any of them. the you know, the animated one or the Super Show or anything.
Okay. Do you still get requests to make more Pokemon Trashmations?
Yeah, we just
all
did.
All the time.
Who have been...
Wait, there's an email here about that, actually.
Yeah, that's coming up later.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we just...
We're just blazing through these because they're really long.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened to that Pokemon? Oh, well.
I guess that's right, you skipped it!
This one?
Yeah.
No, I said this one and I said no.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Okay. Chris, what was your favorite kids show? Show as a kid. What did you watch the most?
Oprah.
Oprah? Jerry Springer?
I watched Regis and Kathy Lee.
Okay, Chris didn't watch TV.
Yeah.
Do you still... yeah. Who have been influences on your work? How about you, Phil?
Quentin Tarantino.
And
Kevin Smith. I'm their brainchild, whatever.
For me, Matt Groening.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, for real?
Yeah, I think so.
Not just throwing out these answers to get it over with?
Nope.
Because that's what I did.
Oh. Well, for me, it was real, because I'm real.
Oh! What you get is what you see.
So, I mean, that's it. So,
are you serious? 2 pages?
We just went through them really quickly.
We didn't talk. You were playing Nintendo, and we usually talk about these emails so much, and we go on tangents and stuff. Whatever.
Okay.
Hey, we're gonna spice this up next time.
No, we're not.
No,
we're gonna
be the same thing.
We're gonna do something different. We're gonna switch roles. I'm gonna be Chris.
I'll also be Chris. And Chris will be himself. So everyone will be Chris.
Chris, you'll have to bring us some of your clothes so we can wear them.
Yeah, I'll wear my pants.
You wore Phil's pants. Remember that time he left the room and then you started putting his pants on?
Oh, yeah. Okay, who cares? It's something we should talk about earlier. Ugh, can't get up.
Okay, bye.
Video podcast.
Oh,
that was a pretty good podcast, guys. Oh, dear.
Hey, turn on a song. Hey, guys. If we get like 20 emails... We'll forego all the other stuff, and we'll just be drowned out by Super Mario. Turn it off! Turn it off!
Hey! Oh! Mario Super Show!
Swing your arms from side to side!
Come on!
Time to go! It's the Mario!
One step and then again!
Come on! What
you going to do tomorrow?
I have a question.
What?
Okay.
Can you make another spoof of a TV show?
I just told you!
Another what?
Another spoof of a TV show and put on YouTube, so that means you made one before?
Pokemon.
I just said I'm doing one, the secret one that I wasn't going to tell you guys.
Oh, right, right.
So there you go.
It's not really a TV show.
It is a TV show. It's on TV and it's a show. You don't even know what show I'm talking about.
No, I mean Pokemon.
Jeez. It is a TV show.
No, it's not.
It's on TV and it's a show.
No, it's not.
I want to get up so badly.
Hey, one time there was this on one of the Mega 64 podcasts.
Uh-oh.
They were at this restaurant, and it kind of ended early. So they just left it going for like another half hour while they ate and talked. Hey!
Talk about Mega
64. It's the Super Mario Super Show!
Mega64.com! Alright, go away everybody, we're just gonna hang out. 500 miles an hour,
500 more. I'm so sorry.
So sorry, guys.
So sorry. If we lose all our fans now, it's Derek's fault.